I don't love that. They call that Kush.
Kush. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the ordinary kind of bread you might buy at the store.
And cook it in a loaf?
Mm-hmm.
Just call it loaf bread, I reckon.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
What do you call a sweet, a pastry about that big around that has a hole in the middle?
Some of us, I call them donuts.
Do you know of any other names for them? That's donuts?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, what about something that's about that big and it doesn't have a hole in the middle? Sweet thing.
Let me see what they call that. I forgot the name for that.
Well, now,
but he's kind of like a donut. You know, I make donuts sometimes. You know how I make them?
How's that?
You know, you can buy these ready-prepared packed biscuits.
Yeah.
I get those biscuits, I buy me a pack of those biscuits, and I just keep going around it and mashing it and smoothing it out and mashing it and smoothing it out and just keep mashing it. And finally I wake my hole in the middle like they be when you buy them. And I drop them in a skillet with some hot grease in it and let them brown quickly. And I have a bowl made up with sugar and water. And when I take them out of that hot grease, I drop them in that sugar and water. And it goes through them and take them up and they eat just like those donuts you buy.
Now that is a good idea.
They eat just like those you buy.
How much sugar do you put in the water?
Well, I imagine that depends upon how many you're going to make.
Yeah.
I use about 2 teacups of water and 1.5 teacups of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And have it all stirred up good. And when I put them in that hot grease and they brown, I take them out and drop them in that, turn them over, take them out, put them on a bowl. Sometimes I lay them on wax paper until I get ready to put them on a platter or something.
That is a real good idea. I'm going to try that. What brand of biscuits do you get?
Well, sometimes I get this peel berry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sometimes I get that. And sometimes I get, well, just whatever kind they have. And usually when I get them, nobody here likes them much but myself. And I don't ever make too many. And they have them on sale. And mm-hmm. when I find them on sale, that's when I
then
get them.
Then you treat yourself.
Uh-huh. And if it's peel berry, that's what I get.
Uh-huh.
The other name, flour. Let me see, what those biscuits? I get peel berry and I get something else.
You ever get those Hungry Jack biscuits?
Yeah.
Hungry, I know there's a brand that I get sometimes, Hungry Jack. I don't know. I'm going to try that. I really think that's a good idea. I love donuts.
So you do?
Yeah.
Well, I just keep it rolling it and mashing it until I get it about as thick as I want it to be. And then I take my finger and just keep it going around and mashing a hole in the middle and get a hole in the middle of it.
Well, but how thick are they when you finish with them? Just before you put them in the pan?
Well, they somebody like that, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little thicker. And then when they go in there, hot grease will come out. To be done puffed up a little more,
uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh. Well, I sure am going to try that. What do you call round, flat cakes that you make with white flour and you cook them on a greased skillet and eat them with syrup?
Some people call them, now they're coming to them. Some people call them batter cakes. Some people call them flapjacks.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Some say milling meat, some say side meat.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Some people call it souse. And when you just cook it, to it just get tender good, you can just take your hand and almost mash it up.
Mm-hmm.
They call that souse meat. And then sometimes they cook it the same way, and they have a food chopper and run it through their food chopper and cook it.